Good morning. Matthew 5, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Lord, grant that we who are gathered here this morning may be numbered among the blessed. Amen. Are you sad? If so, what is causing your sadness? This past week, we lost two loved ones. They gained, we lost. Perhaps this is the cause of your sadness. Perhaps leaving home once again to spend 4+ months away from your family makes you sad. There's also a seasonal affliction called SAD, seasonal affective disorder. This is most often attributed to lack of sufficient sunlight. So it occurs most often during the winter in the northern climates. There can be all kinds of causes to which sadness can be traced. Sunlight deprivation, separation, sickness, pain, loss of a loved one, the loss of a job or of money or a girlfriend or boyfriend, bad grades, and any number of setbacks. If you take all of these causes of sadness, melt them down, strain off all the dross, you are left with the smoldering, festering, putrefying abscess that is upon the soul of every human being. You know what's called? Sin. Now there are those who, upon hearing that, would sigh and say, sin? Again? I've heard all this before. Can't you guys come up with anything new? Well, no. There is nothing new under the sun. The reason the word sin is heard so often in this field house is because you and I are in this field house. And every day of our lives, you and I are suffering from this stinking spiritual cancer. A cancer that is threatening to kill us. The reason that so many people in this world are tired of hearing about sin is because they don't want to address the problem. They want the freedom to sin without the consequences. And they hate those people who talk about sin. But Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Now, when the world hears these words, they refuse to think about the context in which Jesus says this. The Sermon on the Mount is filled with references to sin. In the fifth chapter alone, Jesus refers and condemns hatred and murder, lust and adultery, false swearing and vengeance. When the world hears, blessed are those who mourn, they think about mourning over the consequences of sin. All those things that I talked about at the beginning. Each ache and pain, each sorrow and suffering, each setback and loss. These are the things the world mourns over. They're like people who go to the doctor and say, give me something to make my pain go away. And the doctor says, well, what I can do is take care of the cause of your pain. And then they say, no. I don't want to hear about that. Just give me something to numb it. It's kind of ridiculous. But that's the way the world thinks. They mourn over the consequences, not over the cause. It's no wonder that the Apostle Paul writes, the sorrow of the world produces death. On the other hand, he writes, godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted. And so blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are you who mourn. You who are sad because of sin, because of your sins. You realize the wonderful status that you have attained? Status as a sin mourner? What a singular distinction God has given you, a preeminent status. He has produced within you godly sorrow. You mourn over sin embedded within you and over sins committed by you. And when you go to the great physician of the soul, you do not ask for some mind-numbing drug to make you feel better about your sin, to remove the agony of guilt. You go asking for the cure. Blessed are you, students, faculty, staff, friends, blessed are you. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in a high and holy place, and with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. What a God we have. What a God has us. All the world is suffering under sin. But you and I, we are the blessed ones. Because the great and almighty God descends from his high and lofty throne to be with us, to comfort us who are mourning over our sins. And he's going to do it again. Right now, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses you of all your sins. We've been healed. Our sins are removed from us as far as the east is from the west. East is way over there, west is way over there. It happens every day, continually. And so we're able to move on. Not mourning continually over the consequences of sin. We move on, leaving our sins behind us. We are comforted. Do we also mourn over the consequences of sin? Well, yes, we do. But we don't do it like the world does it. The symptoms that we see in the consequences remind us of the disease. And so we, the blessed ones, mourn over the disease more than over the symptoms. And we repent. And we endure the consequences, knowing that we've been saved. Saved from the greatest consequence of all, eternal death. Heaven is assured. Praise be to God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who through the Spirit has made us the blessed ones. We continue with the hymn printed on the sheet that has been handed out.